Welcome to our OLGC podcast. For this week's newsletter, I am catering for the diverse range of school community needs and presenting my curriculum component by sharing it in the form of a podcast rather than written form and photos. Today I have here with me Mrs. Megan Kenny, who is our kindergarten teacher, and she is also our coordinator release teacher. So welcome, Mrs. Kenny.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I'm going to be talking to Megan today about her experiences or her journey with Universal Design for Learning in Stage 3. So Megan, could you tell me about your experience with UDL and Stage 3?
Yes, this term, this year, I teach two classes in Stage 3 for 1 hour a week. And this term, they were learning about the sacraments. And their teachers asked me to help the children focus on learning about one sacrament that they could share their learning with their peers. And the teachers suggested I utilise the UDL framework.
Fantastic. Now, in previous weeks, I have talked about the guidelines for Universal Design for Learning. So which Universal Design for Learning guidelines did you decide to focus on?
All three.
Fantastic.
I decided to focus on all three guidelines: engagement, representation, and action and expression. Now, I provided multiple means of engagement with the students by asking them why we needed to know about our sacraments. That was the first thing, mm-hmm. and that made the learning purposeful to them. We then discussed the representation. What will the learning be about? And this required us to co-construct a success criteria, which contained all the essential elements required for the task. It's really important for the students to be aware of this scaffold to assist them with their learning. And just for the listeners, in this situation, the students needed to include what the sacrament was, why it was significant, how you prepare for the sacrament, and what are the steps involved to make the sacrament. What is the meaning of the symbols and rituals involved in the sacrament? These focus areas aligned with the unit outcomes. We also discussed what the research would look like. Children utilised informative videos and websites, members of their family or community, and our school library. In terms of how the learning would look, I left that up to the students to decide. And they were given the responsibility to be autonomous learners, and I was very happy to guide them along the way. The students suggested iMovie, Canva, Google Presentations, PowerPoint, Kahoot, and Minecraft. And I was a little cautious about where the learning would go, but each week I would check in with every group or student, and we used a rubric that I designed to track their progress. So I was monitoring to see who was responsible for what, how they were going to find the information, were they meeting the success criteria, and what was keeping them focused along the way.
Oh, this is great, Megan. So essentially you are developing their metacognition skills, as I mentioned in my last newsletter, mm-hmm. which is developing their thinking about thinking and their awareness of their own learning. And this is a fundamental skill for preparing them for 21st century learning.
Sure
so
is.
Fantastic. So what did you notice when you're working with the students about them and about their engagement and learning?
From our weekly check-ins with each group or student, I noticed they were really motivated. They were responsible and collaborative. Some worked in small groups and some independently. Each student had an awareness of the co-constructed success criteria. They were able to be creative about how they wanted to express their answers. So the groups were collaborative, but individual talents were welcomed and celebrated. Each person was able to demonstrate their learning in a way that was interesting to them. And I also really enjoyed the confidence each student would show during the check-ins. It was just obvious that they were really excited to demonstrate their skills in a way that was purposeful to their learning.
Oh, fantastic. And again, collaboration is a really important skill, not just in the school context, but in the workplace context as well.
Lifelong skills.
Absolutely. So what surprised you about...
Yeah, they really did deliver on their ideas of expressing their learning. I did not know the limitless capabilities of Canva, iMovie, Minecraft and Kahoot, but these students, they are so clever and tech savvy. They created engaging and meaningful presentations and I was really proud of them. The information found was relevant to the success criteria and presented in engaging ways. I learned that all these platforms can be used authentically and purposefully when there is clear expectations for what is to be achieved. For the students, this process made them a bit vulnerable because they were autonomous in their learning choices and they had to justify and self-reflect that their learning was meeting the success criteria of the task. It's been some time since I had taught these students when they were in kindy, and this provided an opportunity to build upon that connection and trust between teacher and student. This process enabled students to share their learning in a form that they were comfortable with while knowing they were on track to meet their learning goals.
It sounds like both yourself and the students learnt a lot in this process, and it's great to hear words like authentic and purposeful with their learning, but it, to me, what I'm hearing is that it became a very relational process between yourself and the students. So you catered for the diversity of a range of learners and encouraged them to become expert learners in their particular presentation form.
Yeah, it was amazing to see the success criteria met in a variety of ways, more than just pencil to paper.
Mm, sounds wonderful. So what were the challenges?
Look, more time with the students and the task involved would have been ideal. UDL is a framework that is implemented but revisited throughout the task. And in the short space of time, I would have liked just more time to go through the process and work with the children individually. I know that over time I'll get to know them better, and the next task that I do with UDL will be more successful based on what I have learned about them from the connections we've formed during this task. I found that a fundamental part of this process is to check in. And if I had more time, I would have been able to sit with them and really assist them with their planning and learning.
Wow. Okay. So would you apply UDL goals in the future? And what do you think you'd like to try next?
I absolutely would. I have my UDL guidelines ready for kindergarten. You know, the goal of UDL is to create expert learners who are purposeful and motivated, knowledgeable, strategic and goal-directed. And I'm really interested to see how that will play out in a kindergarten setting. I'm very fortunate that I have a UDL expert on staff with me because they will listen and advise me. Thank you. And I think in the infant years, there is an untapped wealth of knowledge that little people bring to school, and UDL will help bring that out.
I can't wait to see that in a kindergarten classroom. I think you're right. It's a lot of untapped knowledge. And I really like the fact that we're talking about, even in our early stage one classrooms, our kindergarten classrooms, that they can be strategic and goal directed in their learning.
They sure can.
So any recommendations you have for other teachers?
I think I just encourage you to give it a go. But I think at OLGC you'd be surprised, because you're already implementing a lot of the thinking of UDL thanks to our learning of teaching through an inquiry-based approach. But applying the guidelines is an extra step, and the delight and motivation in the students is inspiring. The wonderful Stage 3 children have taught me so much, and it was a pleasure to go on that journey with them.
Well, Mrs. Kenny, I'd like to say thank you for sharing your journey with me and the journey that you went on with the Stage 3 students. It sounds like you've learnt a lot. You've seen the value in Universal Design for Learning, and the students have seen the value in applying those guidelines to their learning. I look forward to hearing in the future about what you're doing in kindergarten.
I think thanks for bringing it all to our attention, Mrs. Wambaka.
Have a lovely weekend.
You too.